to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I am Brittany Breon.
And this is Nisha Lachey. And this week's episode, episode 3, is going to be all about crazy. Crazy relationships, crazy friends, crazy TV, crazy everything.
So the first thing that we wanted to get into is the emails, right? So I know y'all saw on Facebook as well as Instagram where we was like, you know, email us, y'all. We want to hear from y'all. Talk that talk with us.
Right,
so
right.
So we got a couple of emails. So shout out to everybody that emailed us. Like, thank you. And if you want to email us, it's talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. So hit us up. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, and y'all can DM us, too. We do take DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just talking about the podcast, and we good.
Okay, so... So Nisha is going to actually read one of the emails. We just did an Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. So if we didn't read it, you know, like we may read it next episode. You never know. So just keep sending them in.
So, Brittany, actually, this is one that we just got. So I don't think you read this one yet, but I'm going to read it. I don't know if this is a question or if it's a story, if it's a comment. I don't know. But I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it and you let me know. So this one is from one of our followers from St. Louis. And she's named Alexis.
Shout out to St. Louis.
Yes, and Alexis, thank you for your email. So I'm going to read it. So I was in a situationship with this guy for like 2 months. He used to tell me not to call after 9 because he had his kids at night and they woke up easily. Mm-hmm. I never made an issue out of it because we would text all night and then he would also come see me sometimes late on Saturday. So... one day, he accidentally left his phone at my house with me while he went to the liquor store.
Oh, Lord.
Liquor store. Okay.
They were getting lit.
And his phone rang a couple of times. I picked it up and I saw it said wifey.
Uh-oh.
I answered the phone and the girl told me they were married with 2 kids.
Wait a minute.
And then he came running into my house. Then it says, side note, I don't know why I gave him my key. But he manhandled the phone out of my hand. Mm-hmm. I tried to hold on to the phone. We wrestled until I fell to the couch.
Oh, my God.
I was screaming in the background that we've been smashing for years.
Oh, Lord!
He started telling this girl that he connected my cable one day and I have been stalking him. Long story short, the crazy thing is we are still messing around. We ended up having a threesome with him and his wife. If his wife is cool with it, why would I stop talking to him? Plus, I got my own man.
What? You was going to slide your own man in there at the end, huh?
Okay. I don't know if that was a question, but I'm going to go back. First of all, yes, you said y'all were together for 2 months. Why does he have your key? Like, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
This, I don't know. And then, let me go back again, look through this email again. You yell in the background, y'all been smashing for years. That's crazy.
Like, what the hell?
And, okay, then y'all wrestling. So, first of all, y'all been together 2 months and y'all wrestling over the phone. Like, my thing is, if you're going through this situation, Brittany, and he on the phone with this woman, first of all, he at your house. Like, I just don't know. I don't know how I would have handled that. But I'm not about to wrestle you down for your phone and you talking to your wife. Please leave, sir.
Yeah.
Like, then you said you got a man, so definitely please leave. Like, why am I going through this drama with you?
Yeah.
And then you had a threesome with his wife.
What? Like, girl, when did that happen? Okay, and now we need more information.
Alexis, we're going to need you to send us another email.
Yeah, because I'm a little confused. I don't know, like, I mean, that is a crazy story. I know, like, we were saying, send us some crazy stories. I guess, if you like it, then we love it, I guess. I'm not going to give a nigga my key. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, especially not after 2 months.
Like, what the fuck?
And then you can't call him after 9 because he have kids, but y'all texting all night. I don't know. I feel like there's an issue with that. I feel like you got to understand, okay, he have his kids, but my thing is, like, y'all sharing a bed. You can't step in the other room. You can't talk on your phone after 9. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
And Alexis, you still smashing him. How, I mean,
I mean, like I say, you like it, we love it. I mean, and then a wifey, she did the threesome with y'all. Like, oh, okay. Well, yeah,
we need another email. Yeah, we need to know how it came to that. So send us another email, Alexis, and let us know how you got down to the threesome. And then we'll let you know if this is crazy or not.
Yeah, like, because we're a little confused. It's okay. Yeah. We want to get into this article, right? So I'm not sure if you all have read it. We posted it on our Facebook page as well as our Instagram page. So basically, this is an article that happened. Well, this is the story that happened out of Chicago, right? So basically, this woman, she shoots at her baby daddy as he's driving away, right? They were at a funeral. And so she shoots at him as he's driving away. And she accidentally shoots a bystander that was at a fucking bus stop. Kills this man.
The bystander dies.
Yes.
And then like, I read that she told the police she was shooting at his tires. And I'm like, that don't make it better. Like, you out here shooting at him at a funeral with other people. First of all, you shouldn't be shooting anyway. But you with other people around. So my question is, how crazy could she, like, my thing is, what were you thinking? What could he have said or done to you to feel that that was okay? And then it said, she told her sister to give me my shit. Mm. And then the sister,
handed it to her.
Like,
see, listen.
Listen, Brittany, if I'm going off the, like, if I'm tripping, I'm like, look, give me that. I need you to be cool. Like, one of us got to be level-headed.
Somebody got to be level-headed.
And be like, nah, we can't do that today. Like, no, we can't do that. Like, you have to be accountable. Like, they could be going crazy. They could be going in. They cheating. And let me say that cheating, that is not a reason to shoot somebody.
That's not a reason, ladies. I know you be wanting to, but you can't shoot him because you're going to be in jail like this girl. And what's fucked up about this whole story is that this girl was in nursing school. She never got in trouble with the law.
No criminal record. You know, That's true.
I guess that just makes me think, like, what could have possibly happened that made her snap? And you know,
now this was her baby daddy, right? Or her child's father. I'm calling him baby daddy, so we're gonna be politically correct. I'm gonna say child's father that she's shooting at. And I'm like, first of all, it didn't say if they still in relationship, but whether y'all in a relationship or not, what could have transpired to make you shoot at him?
So, and, I mean, I know that as women, we are very emotional. I mean, we're going to have to be honest, lady. We are emotional. And I feel that that situation could have easily been any one of us. Okay?
That's true.
And
that's true.
I just know, like, for me, when I was dealing with a toxic person or a toxic partner or whatever, I know that I clown a lot. And I just feel like it's really with the grace of God that I'm able to sit and talk to you all today. Okay? Because I was definitely, you know, put in situations where I'd snap the fuck out. But like you stated, cheating is not a reason to shoot anyone. And also, ladies, believe it or not, cheating is not a reason to put your hands on the man. Okay.
Very, very
You can't
very
put
true.
Your hands on no man,
because,
ladies.
You know what? Early in my relationship, like, I was the type where I want to chase you. Like, you leaving? Oh, no, you're not leaving. I'm about to chase you to your car. I'm going to hop on the car. If I you're not about to go nowhere. Like, we having a conversation. We're going to finish this conversation. Yeah. Like,
right
that's
here,
right
now.
Yeah. And look, I said it, so it's going to be done. You know, that's kind of how I was. I didn't feel like I was crazy. It's just more like, you know, this is what I want. We in a relationship, so you're going to do what I want, that kind of thing. But then when you think back, it is kind of crazy because you don't control that person.
You cannot.
Just because y'all are in a relationship. Like, kind of when we first started dating, too, we was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say crazy, but him and I both, like, first of all, if a guy would call my phone, we was just, like, just started talking. And he would answer my phone and be like, who you calling, you know? And then they'd be like, oh, I'm calling for Tanisha. He'd be like, don't call this number no more. Or for me, and like, one guy told him, like, I just want to let you know you got a good girlfriend. You know, she cool. She nice. And he was like, all right, don't call this number no more. Don't call this number no more. Yeah. And then for me, like, he had female friends, of course, but then we started dating, I felt like, you ain't got no female friends. Like, female friends for what? Like, if they calling your phone, I got a whole problem. Like, what y'all need to talk about? But, like, looking back, like, us being in a relationship don't mean we control each other.
Yeah.
That don't mean I run you, you run me. You can only talk to who I told you you can talk to. But they came from growth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we had to grow up and just realize, like, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
And if you try to control the person you with, if you have to try to control the person you with, that's toxic.
That's not, and that's not the person for you. Yes. I feel like the person that's for you, you're not going to have to worry about who's in their phone. You're not going to have to worry about, you know, like, situations that are going to get you out of character.
Yes. So, let me read to you really quick. I actually saw a post on Facebook. I don't know this person. But he posted something, and because we were talking about crazy, I'm like, hell no. So this is what he said, word for word. Says, I'm a crazy-ass boyfriend. I do pop-ups, drive-bys to anybody's house. I'll call all your friends' phones like, bitch, where's my girl at?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Well, I'm about to pull up anyways on my mama with the strap, and we gonna all play connect the fucking dots and find her. If you don't want to help, I'll just call your nigga and tell him everybody cheated. No fucks given all year 19.
See, now listen. Now, you know, me and Tanisha have been friends for years, okay?
A long time,
so
yes.
We've dealt with some crazy ass niggas along the way, okay? So that particular post reminds me of this guy that I dated years ago. Years ago, okay?
And all the way back. We don't talk school, so don't nobody feel no type of way. We talk
all the way back. So basically, I was dealing with the guy, and I was young, and I was selfish. I didn't take relationships serious. You know, and it's because I was young. I didn't know nothing about no relationship. But anyway, I skipped school that day to be with a friend of mine.
No names.
Just a friend of mine, okay? And the particular guy who was my boyfriend, you know, he was hitting me up. I wasn't answering, couldn't find me. So finds Tanisha. And
first of all,
what happened when he found
Let me say this. First of all, he didn't find me. I'm literally in class. And
learning is what she's doing.
He comes and asks my teacher, can I be excused? Mm. And the teacher says, yes. The first thing I'm thinking, like, no, nigga, I can't be excused. Like, don't just let me out here with this person. You didn't even ask him what he wants.
Right.
Where he know me from. Like, okay. So I get in the hallway. He's like, where Brittany at? I'm I don't know. Maybe she's sick. Maybe she's ill. Like, have you talked to her? I'm concerned. You know, and then he proceeded to try to choke me out.
Yes.
And I'm like, literally.
He choked my friend.
And
because he couldn't
doing
find
it with a smile.
See,
and like,
listen.
Yeah,
listen.
That was crazy as hell.
A mess.
The thing was, I still didn't give him no information. Like, you gonna choke me out. And I'm not telling you nothing. Like, you crazy. And we were in school. And just thinking back, like, the whole situation was crazy because my thing is, if he couldn't reach you, why he gonna come find your friend? Like,
exactly.
No, I'm not about to tell. And what is this?
Another thing that guys, I think back then, didn't realize that I guess they learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I'm loyal to my friend.
So
I don't give a fuck about none of that. You be getting cheated on, feelings hurt, all this.
Look,
I'm
you my brother
my
on Monday, and if she's another dude on Tuesday, then that's my brother on Tuesday.
It is what it is, okay?
Now we didn't grow a little bit, so we good.
Yeah. You know, like, we don't play those games.
We don't do no snitching, but we don't do no snitching. We never did that. That's why on this podcast, we very careful. You won't catch no names. You won't catch
at
no years. You
at
won't
all.
Catch no titles. You won't catch none of that. We good
none
with that. but yeah, that was definitely crazy. And another thing is, crazy is not just in relationships, because I don't know if you guys have been watching Black Ink Crew with Sky and her son and this whole situation. If you don't watch the show Black Ink Crew, I believe that's New York.
Yeah, it's New York.
Yes.
Yep.
You need to follow up on it. But Sky and her son, like, literally went at it at a recent episode. And she went into telling him, like, you ain't shit. I mean, I think he was stealing from her or something. But it's like, we have to get in control of our emotions. And, you know, she might have been right for some of the things she said. Maybe we need to step back and talk about things once we cool down.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, actually, you actually posted something on our page this week from the Mommy the Mogul. It says self-care is knowing your emotional triggers and not surrounding yourself with energy that will provoke them. And that's so very important, because if your relationship with your family or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, if your relationship is toxic, why would you keep going around that energy? Like, you need to be accountable for yourself in order to do that. We can't go before the judge and be like, look, I shot him because he was messing with my neighbor. You can't. That's not gonna do it. Don't take my kids away even though I stabbed him in his sleep.
That brings us to the do's and don'ts. One of the biggest don'ts, I feel like this is just common, I hope it's common sense, but it's not always common sense. So if you are dealing with, first of all, don't deal with a person that's bringing out the absolute worst in you. And if this person is doing that shit on purpose, you gotta watch for that. If they are doing stuff on purpose to see you act crazy, and they like getting a chuckle out of that, you need to cut that shit short. Like, right
pushing
now.
Your buttons. They want to see. They want to get a reaction out of you. No.
Yes. And I don't give a fuck if it's your baby daddy, if it's your cousin.
I don't care if it's your mama. Like, hold on.
You got to do what you got to do.
Look, wait a minute. I don't care if it's your pastor, because some of these pastors be out of line. Like, I'm telling you right now.
Uh-oh.
One of the pastors said that he had a pastor that used to him up in a collar. Like, no. Try to push my buttons past, you're going to have to run a fade.
But no, we don't want them to run a fade.
Oh, that's right. No fade. Walk away. This is a dope. Do that. No just fade for the pastor.
That's the biggest thing, is just not to be around it. And I guess what would be another don't for you? What would you think?
Say, for me, a big one is, if you are, let's say you find out that your girlfriend or your boyfriend is cheating on you, don't reach out to that other woman or that other man trying to get information this person up. Like, I don't know what's supposed to come from that, but I don't think anything positive is going to come out of that. So again, walking away from a toxic situation rather than being drawn into it. You know what I'm saying?
It's nothing. What's going to happen is your feelings are going to get hurt. I have to bring this up. You know, I got to, y'all. So look. Okay, so y'all know me. Y'all know I'm dating and, you know, living my best life. Hot girl. So by me doing that, I've received two different DMs from two different women about their guy. I'm dating with one of them and was just conversating with the other one. But let me tell you, these women made themselves look crazy as hell. I mean, one of them was like, you know, oh, he beats me. He don't take care of his kids. I was fucking him last week. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, I'm single.
I hope he used protection. Oh, okay.
Okay. I just kept stressing that I was single. And then she would go in some more and like, I've been fucking with him since I was 13. And just how long y'all been talking.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, I'm single. I don't understand what else we're doing here, lady. I'm single. So
I'm not
then,
with you, man.
Okay. Like, girl, like, please. I had him already. Leave me alone. Then she said, well, you know, we've been together since I was 13. That's my first love and da 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 da. So then I had to, you know what, just put her to a screeching halt. And I had to let her know, baby girl, you see that name on his arm? You know the tattoo, right? Right there on the left side. That's my name. Okay. And then I got blocked. But the point I'm trying to make is, don't call for nobody unless you want to, you know, really get
the what you looking for. Because some people might tell you the truth, which 9 times out of 10, y'all don't really want that truth. So when you go looking for it, make sure you want it.
Make sure you prepare, girl.
Second of all, they may give you a whole story of something that never even happened.
That's true.
Get a reaction out of you. Like, okay. Yeah, that's your man. Oh, yeah, I was with your man last night. Maybe she ain't seen him in months or years. But no, she don't want you to have a good thing. So you can act crazy, reach out to her. You can even meet up with her, do whatever you want to do. Or you can choose to address the person that you need to be addressing, which is your partner.
Yeah.
And then you either stick with it or you walk away. But bringing that other person in to get more information, what are you going to use that information for?
Pointless.
Like, really? What you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And if you can't get that from your mate, whoever you with, if you can't get the truth from them, you should probably walk away anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically, those are the don'ts. And I guess one of the do's, well, dang, we kind of was doing the do's and the don'ts together. But all one together. Of the biggest do's, for me personally, because like I said, we've all been there. For me personally, my biggest do was loving myself. Okay.
Honey,
that ain't easy when you too busy loving somebody else more than you love
yourself.
So once you put yourself first and really love on yourself, oh babe, you ain't dealing with none of that fuck shit. You ain't dealing with it. You
ain't
got
time to be out here shooting at people. You know what? And I'm going to say this really quick, but when I used to be a lead at this store, clothing store, I got into it with this girl. And while I'm supposed to be watching the store, I'm literally on the phone with her, telling her, come up to my job. Like, I'm on the clock. Tell her, come to my job. Come see me. Like, you know, I'm ready to fight at work. But mind you, I had a newborn child at home. I had just actually recently moved out. So I had bills to pay. Like, I had things going on. But I was so busy trying to, you know, deal with this situation and let my anger take control. Now that I'm older, oh, it's going to take a lot to get me to that point. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, no, man. Oh, you can't come to my job.
Okay.
Like, I can see you after hours if it gets to that, which hopefully it doesn't. But, no, you can't come to my job.
It's not
going to
get to that. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I keep forgetting.
Look, at the end of the day, we're still working on ourselves.
That's right. That's
we're
the
still
whole,
working
that's
on
the
ourselves.
Bottom line.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, we trying to get better. We want y'all to be better. We want our followers to be better. We want y'all to come back and tell us, you know what, Tanisha and Brittany, we listened to this conversation and you know what, we chose not to fight on this day, or we chose to walk away from this situation.
Yes.
And we're gonna push through and do better together.
Yes. Okay. And then to wrap it up, we told y'all last episode that we was gonna have a surprise for y'all. So guess what, child? We doing a giveaway, okay?
Yes.
So you know what that means. Y'all finna get some money. And guess what y'all gotta do to get it?
I like that.
It's so simple what y'all gotta do. All y'all gotta do is like us on Facebook and share the post. If you're gonna see a post that is going to, it's gonna be blue and it's just gonna say the giveaway with Nisha and Bree. And all you gotta do is just like it and share it on your page.
Right.
And, you know, you're gonna be entered into a raffle and it's gonna be two winners though. So we're gonna have a Facebook winner as well as a Instagram winner. So
you could be
Instagram,
both if you do both.
You really could.
Win both. Hey, you don't know.
You may be out here balling. So if you are on Instagram or whatever, basically just follow us on Instagram. Screenshot the blue post, okay?
Yes.
And you post it on your page and tag us, okay? So follow us on Instagram, screenshot it to your page and tag us, and you'll be entered into the raffle, okay?
That's all you gotta do.
You know, trying to hook our listeners up because we appreciate y'all, okay?
We sure do.
So
we do.
Basically, we're just gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Want to tell them where they can reach us at?
No, Brittany. Why don't you go ahead and let them know where they can reach us at, and mainly just because Brittany says it's so nice, don't she, y'all?
Okay, I'm here to give it to y'all. So, y'all can email us at talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. And Alexis, we don't need another email because, girl, you had
yes, we need more information.
We were confused, okay?
We need more information.
On IG, it's talk_that_talk_podcast, okay? And that's for Instagram. Facebook is Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. Okay?
Yes.
So, again, we appreciate y'all for listening to us, sharing, liking our services. We appreciate
Keep it coming. Yes. And also, just continue to, like I said, send us those emails, DM us, inbox us, whatever you got to do. If you have something to share, we'll share it. You want to say something, post it, send us video comments. We'll share all of that because we're going to do this together. We're going to talk that talk together.
Okay. So again, thank y'all so much for listening to us, and we will talk to y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.